Blog Talk Radio.
I'm TDI. Yo, there's where it's at. There's where real shit pops. At the table discussing real hip hop. I'm TDI, officially spitting. Matter of fact, call in and give your opinion. Tell that other garbage to wrap it up, it's all over. Lush pretty much got it covered from all over. And don't say I ain't so cold, warn ya. Like a wrestling ring is wrapped in four corners. I'm TDI, listen to people's choice. Right now with Lushy Lush, the people's voice. Make sure that you logging in the rush. And you locking in with us, and you're locking into Lush. Oh yes, and you know that they feeling it. Cause they on the phone like Blog Talk Radio, I'm feeling this. I'm telling you right now, I'm done playing, yo. Y'all people need to log on to Lush Radio.
Yo, it's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building, man. Sorry for the lateness, man. You know what I'm saying? It was some crazy traffic out there, man. But we live in the building. You already know what it is. It's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building. Y'all already know what it is. Shout out to our sponsors, Strictly Bone One, Diverse Media Group, LLC, Ohana Shop. Y'all already know it's live in the building. It's one of the hottest shows that's going down. Y'all already know what it is. It's Hot or Not Show. Y'all already know what it is. We're going to have your girl, Lethal Lips, live in the building. Adult Star, she's going to be live in the building. It's telling us the do's and the don'ts. She's going to be live in the building. Along with that, we're also going to have the one and only Bats from Making of the Band coming through and dropping some jewels. So it's going down tonight on Blog Talk Radio for real. You already know what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. You know what I'm saying? So we definitely, you know what I'm saying, in the building doing big things right now. So check it, man. We're going to have Lethal Lips in the building in a quick second. And she's gonna be in here for a quick second, and then we're gonna go and talk to Bass, and we're gonna do our Hot or Not tonight. So you know what I'm saying? We're gonna go ahead and play a song real quick, and then we're gonna come back in, and we're gonna go ahead and see if Lethal Lips came through. She might have had came through earlier, but you know what I'm saying? Cash was in here running around trying to get some stuff done real quick. So you already know what it is, but you know what I'm saying? We're going to go ahead and give you some of that Jada, who's real, who's fake, and we're going to be
He's phony. She's fake. That's the type of people I hate.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey.
Clap, packs gon' move, blood get drawn, skin gon' bruise, real gon' win, fake gon' lose, the love overpowers the hate by two, all they left was the yellow tape in his shoes, real when the funeral wake make the news, load the tray down so we fix up on them, so when they act phony, we just switch up on them,
he's phony,
what,
she's fake, that's the type of people I hate,
full of cash, while wildin' full of classics. In and out the lanes, dipping through the traffic. We ain't hustling no more, we doing gymnastics. Couple of flips and then stashing. Bastards, real gon' recognize real. Phony gon' recognize still. I reckon I will. Fold those who are. If you ain't, if you are. I done gone too far. Sorry. Get yourself a fresh flesh wound or a new scar. Bullet holes all on the side of your new car. Load up the AR, spray y'all, hey y'all. It's real on this side, phony wherever they are.
She's phony,
what?
She's fake. That's the type of people I hate. Oh. If you're real and you know it, clap your hands. Oh. If you're real and you know it, clap your hands.
Wait a minute.
Who's real? Who's not? She's real, but he's not.
Definitely, we live on Lush Radio Online right now, you know what I'm saying? We live with, our co-host Ebenezer live in the building. We was running some late with some emergency situations that was going down, but we here in the building live on Lush Radio Online. What's cracking, Ebony?
What's going on?
Ain't nothing much, man. You know what I'm saying? Dude, we live in the building, man. It's hot or not, man. You want to go ahead and give them shout-outs and everything?
I want to send out a shout out to my girl Lush Radio. I want to send out a shout out to Angie Oxford. She is listening. She's tuning in. She's been waiting for a minute, so I want to shout her out. Also want to shout out JP Magnet, and send a shout out to Living Good Management. So those are my shout outs.
Like I said, man, we you know what I'm saying, we definitely live right now. You know what I'm saying. Sorry for the inconvenience. Like I'm saying, it was some serious emergency issues, but we live in the building, you know what I'm saying, on Hot or Not. Like I said, we're going to have Lethal Lips, and we're going to have your girl, Bab. She's live in at, you know what I'm saying, 7 o'clock. So, you know what I'm saying, we live in the building, you know what I'm saying, right now. So let's get it cracking. You already know what it is, man. Call in at 347-826-7722, you know what I'm saying. So like I said, man, we definitely, you want to shout out the people that's in Haiti, definitely going through situations and stuff right now. You know what I'm saying? They saying there's some medical supplies that's coming to them right now. But, you know, it's still people dying at the time, at this moment. Like I said, Beneath Everything is live in the chat room. Shout out to you. We definitely live in the building. We're going to go ahead and go to some quick music and stuff. And we're going to come back and, you know what I'm saying, check in. And see if we're going to have our girl Lethal Lips back in the building. Well, this one right here is called Explosion by your boy Big Brother Big.
From a dollar and a dream, I got sales on the block. Making my way to the top. I know the East don't feel mad. Know the West don't feel mad. Hey, early up in the morning. Put punch in the clock. Way to the top, I know the whole world feel mad. Keep your eyes open, we got the underground exploding, blowing. 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 It stays busy, how you get so focused? Tell that fan you said in the world to notice. I got my mom through feeling and hugging. She tell me, go on, young boy, who would've figured that rap this should make you shine? Make you transform from a boy to a man in the mind. And look what you left behind. More jail time, crack sales, and drugs in my hind. Stash the work and hope they don't find. I'm the mouse in the trap, sippy, sowing through the grind. Never mind the law, arm of the law, I'm getting mine. In the process of getting this cash, I still rhyme. Yes, I'm BX finest. Ain't going nowhere, my barrel right behind us. Mike Bully from the 4-week grinders. Hey, from a dollar and a dream. Cocktails on the block, making my way to the top. I know the East don't feel mad, know the West don't feel mad. Hey, early up in the morning, put punch in the clock. Saving my way to the top, I know the whole world feel mad. Keep your eyes open, we got the underground exploding, blowing. We got the underground exploding, blowing. We got the underground exploding, blowing. We got the underground exploding, blowing.
wall. Head to the sky, homie, I gotta provide. I ain't think about the law. I rhyme for the love, but I grind cause the rent due.
Yeah.
It's a trap, player.
Oh, let me get you.
Some dudes like to play the play.
No.
Man, I pay the week, cause I don't play that way.
Play that way.
And hell yeah, I'ma stay that way. Until I pay like Jacob Fitz,
yeah.
Trickling cash money, if you wax from it.
Yeah.
Rap money, not that brown paper bag money.
Yeah.
I'm dealing with hoopty cheese, I need jag money. Up the Bentley, I need the aircraft money.
Hey.
So I still hustle through this world full of pain. Gotta use my muscle, homie, gotta use my brain. Love for my drink and got no love for the game.
Hey.
For my dollar and a dream, the crack sales on the block. Making my way to the top, I know the east don't feel mad. Know the west don't feel mad. Hey. Early up in the morning, put punch in the clock. Making my way to the top, I know the whole world feel mad. Keep your eyes open, we got the underground exploding.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, you're listening to Lush Radio Online right now, and you already know, man, it's that ear crack. We apologize, you know what I'm saying? Serious emergency went down, but you already know what it is. We live in the building right now, okay? Live in the building right now. Lush Radio Online got two of the hottest hosts live in the building. You already know what it is. Ebony, representing the Cali area, and my boy, Future Guru 100. Tonight, we're going to have one of the hottest adult, you know what I'm saying, females in the game that's doing it real big. She's a boss. Just because she just does that doesn't mean anything, because you know what? She holds it down, you know what I'm saying? She done went to school. She's doing a lot of big things and stuff, and I respect her because she grinds hard. She's going to be live in the game. And you got to call in at 347-826-7722. At 7 o'clock, we're going to have our girl Babs live in the building. So, long overdue. What's up, you know what I'm saying, Ebony and my boy, live in the building, Future Guru. What up, y'all? We got Lethal Lips in the building, y'all.
Yo. What up, what up? Lush Radio. Shout out to Lush Lush. Ebony on the line? Ebony?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
What's up, my beautiful co-host?
What's
How
up,
you
Lethal?
Doing,
Lethal, you live in the building, Lethal? Lethal, you live in the building? Oh, actually, this is her number. Bang, my bag. I'm pulling up somebody else's number. Lethal, you live in the building, babe? What
I
up, Lethal?
I can hear you.
What's up, man? Hey, let me apologize live on air, right? Let me apologize to the beautiful Lethal Lips live on air, you know what I'm saying, for waiting and everything. I apologize to you and everything, and I love you. Don't beat me up. I love you. Okay?
Well, we got a beautiful guest. Shout out to Lethal Lips. I've been tweeting Lethal Lips. I hope she got a Twitter because I need that Twitter info.
I have the Twitter info. It's Lethal Lips XXX.
I'm going to tweet you good.
Who am I talking to?
Yo, give me that Twitter info right now so I can put it on live on Twitter right now because my Twitter hot right now.
Okay. It's Lethal Lips, L-E-T-H-A-L, Lips, L-I-P-P-S, triple X.
Lethal Lips, L-I-P-P-S?
Yes, yes.
With three X's.
Three X's.
Wow, I'm going in. I am going in with that right now.
That's what it is, man. Lethal Lips is live with us right now, man. She's live with us. It ain't no game. Lethal Lips is in the building right now at this moment in time. You already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, she's in the building, okay? So, Lethal Lips, first and foremost, let's give you a Lush Radio welcome, man. Let's go ahead and give you some of them claps and stuff because you know you a star and you know we love you and everything like that. I know you're going to beat me up because we are at this joint, but I love you, though.
It's all right. Somebody need to tweet me the link.
Right now. I'm going to do that right now, Lisa.
Yeah, because I'm going to have
and the calling number. Yeah, the calling number. I'm sending all that to you right now.
Okay.
If you want to tweet it to your people, tweet it to your people.
I'm
sending you the calling number,
I'm about to tweet it to everybody
too.
Right now. All right. Okay.
That's what it is. So we got Lethal Lips live in the building. Lethal, I got my co-host in the building, the one and only Ebonesia from California and Future Guru representing from the Jersey area.
How you doing, babe? Hey, darling.
For real.
Good to have you on the show.
Thank you.
That picture is fire. I'm on her picture right now.
She just told me to wait. people want to hear
I'm
what's
following
going on.
You.
Okay.
I
okay, here it
following
is.
Following you.
That's okay. Me. There we
follow
go.
Follow me to hell back. I can't curse that much tonight. Follow me. I was going to say follow me to F back, but follow me to hell back.
Okay.
Jeez, damn.
So Lethal, man, Lethal, let's get it started, man. Lethal, you know what I'm saying? It, you know, you're in the adult game and everything like that. You know, some people, they say, you know, oh, the adult game, this, that, and the third. But you know what? I respect anybody that grinds hard. And definitely with you, you have grind hard. You have definitely been a hard worker in the game. And besides that, you know, a lot of people do like 1,000 films. But you kind of preserved yourself. You know what I'm saying? And also taking the money and investing businesses and your education and everything like that. Because some people don't even know that. And let people know, you know what I'm saying, that situation. Because I want to educate some cats out there, for real. Let them know, Lethal.
Okay, well, you want me to start? Because it's a whole bunch of shit. Well, first of all, can I curse?
Yes, you can. Go.
Oh, okay, because y'all know my mouth is dirty. Y'all know my mouth is dirty. Okay, first of all, like, okay, where y'all want me to start at? Like,
hey, man, stop from the beginning, babe.
Start from the beginning. Let's see. Okay, well, you know what? There's a big, big star in the industry that everybody knows, and her name is Heather Hunter, of course. And I when I watched the game, I realized you don't have to do a million porns to be a porn star, because Heather Hunter only did like 20 films. You feel
mm-hmm.
me?
Shout
there's
out.
A
she
lot
followed
of girls,
me on MySpace. That's what's up.
You feel
I love
me? There's
her.
There's a lot of girls that do porn. Just because you did a porn, you're not a porn star. You feel me?
Word.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people, if you did 500 points, you're still not a porn star, because if your name ain't in the top 10, you're whack. That's
mm-hmm.
basically how I feel. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of big butt girls, you got cute girls, you got everything out there, but you're still not a porn star because you haven't made a name for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that's basically how I feel. So I felt like, you know what, I always do quality over quantity. You feel me? Like, I stand out, and truth be told, I haven't even shot a film in almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, this year alone, I've become a bigger porn star just off of the me in the public eye with, you know, the hip-hop community and everything. So
mm-hmm.
I think I did it way big. So this next film that I put out, everybody going to be hungry for it. They waiting for it. And it's going to be ridiculous because I already lost like 25 pounds. I'm on my hard body workout stuff.
Ooh.
I'm about to look fly as hell. And now I'm a problem because I see there's a lot of girls in the industry. They're getting real big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I ain't gonna say nothing. But
ain't gonna drop no names.
No, I don't do that. But I'm just saying.
Because Lethal, I know you.
Oh God. Okay. Okay. What else you wanna know?
So on top of that, you know, you got a lot of people, a lot of naysayers and stuff out there. You know what I'm saying? That basically say that, you know, because you got people that go into the porn game. And they basically, you know, all they do is just keep doing porn. They wear themselves out, you know.
Okay. I mean,
they don't have nothing to show for themselves. They don't got a pot to piss in.
Let me tell you, truth be told, you know what? I never judge anyone because everybody's goals are different, you know. You can't say something because to one person, what they feel success is, that's what success is to them. My success now, I like things that I can hold on to, and they're going to be worth the same amount 10 years from now. You feel me? So, like...
Mm-hmm.
Businesses, like, you know, I tried it out with the business, and when the economy failed, I was like, oh, we're not going to owe anyone any money. We got to try something else. You feel me? But, I mean, mm-hmm. that's how I feel about my business. Let's take this and put it into something that could give me residual income, something I could see every year, something I could
mm-hmm.
see grow. You feel me? And truth be told, I'm just real nasty, so the stuff that I want to do with my regular guys, they be looking at me like I have 10 heads, so I got to do porn. That's how I let out my frustrations.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Just, right over there.
Just put a talk right here, man.
Right,
you know?
Yeah, I can't wait to ask my question.
Yeah. Now, you know what I'm saying? I mean, this is real talk.
That's
Ebony, right. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and ask a question to Lethal and stuff, and then Guru, and you know what I'm saying? We go ahead and open up these phone lines and stuff. Go ahead, Ebony.
Okay. My question to you is, for the young ladies that are looking into coming into the industry, what type of advice would you give to them?
Well, okay, this is a good one, and no one's ever asked me that. I'm good for that. Okay. Boom. Okay, first of all, in order to make a name for yourself, whoever you are, be who you are to the fullest. You know what I'm saying? I never try to be anybody else. And look up for your own image.
know, you're responsible for the way you look and the way the customer or, you know, the customer sees you. They don't know. The consumer does not know how much you got paid for your scene. So you stand out by the way you make yourself look. Like me, truth be told, I came into the game as a BBW, and I'm not going to lie, being a fat girl is the best thing in the world because I was always happy, you know. They always walking around with smiles. Skinny chicks always look angry, and I'm not going to lie, I'm really upset now that I'm on this diet. But I'm really, really mad, you know, because you're always hungry and you don't look happy, one. Two, like, my nails, my hair, everything always has to be done because a lot of, they don't represent the black females the way that they do with the Caucasian females, you feel me? They're not paying for our makeup, so you're responsible for your hair, your makeup, and your outfits, and do not do like these other girls do, and I see them wear the same outfit three times in a video and can't identify which one a client is trying to tell them about. Don't do that. Don't do that. That is not a good look. So, like, when my fans see me on film, they're like, you know, you looked really, really nice on camera. I see all the other girls, their outfits tore up and all that stuff. That's crazy. That you're representing yourself, no matter if you got paid $300 or you did it for free.
That's real talk right there. We're going to go ahead and let Future Ghoul ask a question. Quick question.
One more thing. I got another piece of advice for somebody doing porn, a female that wants to do porn. Please don't roll your eyes when the camera come to your face. That is so horrible. I just turned the film. Go ahead.
That's real talk. And for y'all that didn't know, Lethal List actually owned her own salon. And on top of that, she does do, you know what I'm saying, eyelashes and eyebrows and all that stuff. So, like I said, and she has bad certificates. Like, she's an educated young lady also. Future Guru, go ahead, fam. And go ahead and get that question in.
No doubt. I just thought it was cool that she just said that, you know, if they're going to come into this game to represent correctly. So I'm definitely feeling the default pick and all the little thong, the thong with the, all the kissies on it. So I see how she's doing it. I'm all up on her page. So I actually can see that she has a presentation, and it's just, it could go from anywhere. You can't just look at, just because she say lead through lifts, you can't just look at this picture and see she a porn. I mean, you might think that. But she has a presentation, so I just want to say that's very fly that you're doing that. But my question is basically, now that you actually explained that you do porn to get out your frustrations, do you think that some of the girls right now are getting into the industry for the right reasons, or like I mean, you have your reasons why you do what you do, but how about young ladies?
Okay, young ladies, I'm not really sure why I never even asked another female why she does porn, truth be told. And I feel really bad for that because I don't even know why other girls do it. My whole reason why I really, one of the reasons why I did, there's many reasons, but one of the reasons why I did start porn is because I was a stripper, you know, a dancer forever. And I said, you know what, I need to make more money because this is not cutting it. So I asked somebody, I said, look, what's up with some porn and some magazines and stuff? And he said, you know what? I have somebody that's doing some auditions tomorrow. I said, you know what? I'm on it. I got there. I did my demo. And he said, wow, you are amazing. And after that, I did my first film with West Coast Productions, and I loved it. So, you know, when you're a stripper, yes, you can make a certain amount of money, and there's a cap off into the amount you can make. But when you're a porn star, even if you just do one or a few, if it's good, now you have a title. You know what I'm saying? A lot more than that, there are perks. You're not just a stripper because, you know, everyone is like, oh, she's a dancer. When they say dancer, it's like a pun with it. When you say, oh, she's a porn star, not she did porn, she's a porn star, it's a totally different thing. You feel me?
Definitely.
So I basically upped up my prices on everything.
Right.
Wow. This real talk right here. You know, we giving y'all the real information about, you know, behind the scenes of, you know, adult star, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody be, like, in this taboo mode, like, this, that, and the third. Like, she giving you the real talk about, you know, what goes on behind the scenes and stuff with the situations like that, man. You know, a lot of people, they like, oh, you know, porn stars, they got, you know, risk for all these diseases and this, that, and the third, right? Question is, you know, but you know what I'm saying? We got different people that deal in different industries, right? You can easily get, you know, sexual transmitted diseases just doing regular stuff, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, in regards to testing, because I know you all had the, I think it's the 2257,
you know?
Okay, let me explain to you what it is. The 2257 in porn is just to identify that you're above 18 years old. That's what that whole clause is about. But there's something called AIM testing, and I think it's talent testing. I usually test through AIM. And AIM is a PCR DNA test. And what that means is they test your body, your DNA, before your body starts to create antibodies for the sickness. So your window period for HIV, if you went to a regular doctor, is about 3 to 6 months, and you have to return within 3 to 6 months, right? And sometimes things don't show up. What they do when they test a regular ELISA test, when they test you normally, what they do is they see if you have white antibodies. And if you have those white antibodies that are fighting the disease, that's how they know you have the disease. With my testing now, the window period is 7 to 10 days. So meaning if you had sex last week with someone who was infected with anything, it's going to show up this week on the test. Mm. You feel what I'm saying? So it's really, really accurate. And like my blood, like we have to be 30 days accurate, right? And the blood, basically, there's one place, a testing center in New York, but now I heard we have like three, and they ship your blood all the way to California. It's like, it's really, really regulated. And usually, truth be told, the people that we sleep with in the industry, you're sleeping with basically the same token 5-6 males over and over. So basically, we have relationships. You feel me? We sleep with the same group of people. And most of the time, when you hear that somebody came up dirty, it's not from someone in the industry. It's from for that person they slept with outside.
Definitely.
Because if we're all tested and we're all clean, where is it coming from?
Yeah. And the thing about it, they get tested more. Y'all got to do, I don't know if they up to this every 30 days or do they keep doing
it's every
it.
Every 30 days, but the thing is, people are so funny and fickle about things that if your test is 3 weeks old, they're like, oh, no, and how much have you been working? You get what I'm saying? And they try to regulate it as much as possible. I mean, there's a lot more stuff that I know about diseases that I learned from being in this industry that I noticed they don't tell us on the outside. Like, basically, information is always there, but people don't look for it. You feel me? Like, I found out about the whole, what is it, the genital warts thing. We had that at the clinic, the shot for the girls, we had that at the clinic prior to them even stating it on television and advertising it. So, like, you never get HPV or you never get genital warts. You feel me? And there's a lot of things. There's even foams that they have out there for you to block diseases and stuff, but they don't advertise it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even going to get into why they don't, but, you know. You feel me?
That's
it. Everything is about money in this world, and people need to realize that. The world revolves around money.
I had a question about that because there's certain standards in the industry, right? There's certain standards in the porn industry. What about the underground of the porn industry? Like, you got so much going on the internet, and people sliding by with content on the internet and charging people for it, but that's more of an underground, non-regulated industry. The internet porn is not regulated. I can't see how all of it is regulated.
Okay, you're absolutely right, and I'm truth be told, I'm not going to lie. There are probably, when I first started out, I'm not going to say I'm as educated now as I was then. No, I mean then as I am now. You feel what I'm saying? Like, when I first came in, there were certain things that I didn't know, and the testing was different back then. You could use a regular fast 30-minute test and come in with it and do porn, and now that's totally different. They just totally swiped that out. You feel me? And, like, a lot of young girls, they're so quick money. Okay, when you have your options and you're like, okay, well, I don't have anywhere to sleep tonight, and I'm about to get $300 to any amount of undisclosed amount, what are you going to do?
Exactly.
I mean, it is what it is. And realistically, a lot of males, they look down on females for the things that they do for money, when in all reality, if they could do the same, they would do the same. And you know what I'm saying? I always tell dudes, don't be mad at me, because what I do, I don't require a re-up.
Wow.
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 You know what I'm saying?
My
just be real realistic. I'm not trying to be funny, but let's be real realistic. Everything I do, it's just like, it's all profit.
Uh-huh.
You feel me?
Yeah, and the only reason why, to let everybody know that's listening right now, the reason why I brought Lethal on here is because the thing about it is she reinvests in herself and in her business and everything. Like, Lethal has a house. Lethal has a car. You got some people out here that's regular people that don't got none of that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
And she takes care of her bills, and she does she takes care of her responsibilities. She does what she has to do. And she when I see her, she's always up to par. You see a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, they look real scraggly and stuff and look like, you know, they going through stuff, but she's always up to par. But I'm going to go ahead and let Ebony go ahead and ask her another question real quick.
I got two. My first one is, since you are so educated with from the beginning to now where you are at this point in time, you're thinking about, like, educating other ladies, how are you going to, you know what I'm saying, give back in order for the new generation coming up in order to educate them.
Actually, you know what? I don't know if anyone who knows me personally is going to call in today, but if they do, I know it's a bad habit of mine, but they always call me Captain Save-A-Ho, and I always want to take in strays and stuff because I do have a bad habit of that. You know what I'm saying? I really do have a bad habit of taking in strays, and you know what? I'm gonna put this out there. Everybody, don't take in no strays because they don't do you right.
Right.
I'm not gonna lie.
I'm talking about as far as like education, like you doing classes. You know what I'm saying? Like for the females that are actually in the business, so they can actually, you know what I'm saying, pay you dividends in order to teach you. I mean, in order to teach them, like, the proper etiquette, you know what I'm saying?
I was thinking about actually having a seminar or something, but I know the way that the girls are in the business, and from what I see, if they don't spend on themselves, they're not going to spend on that either. You get what I'm saying? But, yes. I mean, a girl that's trying to come in and actually do something different, because you just can't just do everything that you've seen everyone do before. Sometimes you have to break boundaries. You feel me? Like, everyone is trying to tell me, like, right now, with the music, like, oh, you're going to do the same thing everybody else did. You feel me? It's just like you have to set your own boundary. So I can see more, like, new girls that want to come in the game now, those would be the ones that are more interested in something that I'd have to say.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. We're talking about the new booties.
Yeah. Oh, the new booties.
I'm always, honestly, I'm always willing. And anyone who really, really knows me, as long as you treat me good, I treat you good. So if you ask me a question, I'm always willing to answer.
Yep. And then also the second question was dealing with all these diseases because, you know, people are lazy. Let's just put it that way. People are lazy and they wait for information to come to them. You know what I'm saying? Because you're in the industry and you know about the diseases, what do you want to do as far as, like, doing something, you know, to educate, you know,
pardon me, I have to break you up. Someone is saying that the link is incorrect that you're sending out, Google.
Hold on, for the show.
Check that link because, yeah.
Okay, wait a minute.
Yeah, double check that. Okay, you could continue now, babe.
Okay. Far as, like, everything that you researched and because you're so knowledgeable of the diseases and the creams and the foams and things of that nature, how about doing some type of help book regarding, you know, the diseases and things like that and preventions of diseases?
Well, truth be told, like, I have intentions and there's always a plan, and I know you're not supposed to let out, you know, all the cats out the bag right away. You feel me? Like, I have a lot of things coming up, and being that I am aware, and I have a lot of friends that are infected with whatever they have or whatever. You feel me? I have friends like everybody has friends. You feel
right.
me? And that's why I want to do some stuff like some charity events towards research.
Okay. That's what's up.
I have some stuff coming up.
Okay.
That's what's up. I kind of seen something out there, though, Lethal. I kind of seen something out there. I don't know. It looked like it was in a box or something. I don't know if that's true.
What?
Do you got a box of condoms, actually? Like your own brand?
Oh, no. We're waiting on, I'm waiting on something to come back. I don't know if DJ Bedtime and, strapped condoms came back at me yet. I'm waiting for them to hit me back, but they said they are interested in doing something. Let's see what's going on. We got to wait for that.
Okay, all right.
We're going to see about that. I know it's not a good thing because we're not promoting drugs or anything.
Yeah.
I heard somebody tweet last night that they got a ecstasy pill called Lethal Lips. I said, I got to see this.
Wow.
Wow.
That's crazy. That's crazy,
wow.
Right?
That is crazy.
That's great. Hey, but like I said, we're going to open the phone lines in a quick second, right? We're going to open the phone lines to y'all to talk to Lethal Lips, and we also going to have Babs for making of the band live in the building also. So I actually saw Babs and Lethal Lips up there, you know what I'm saying, at mixtapesonline.com. Shout out to Seth Black, you know what I'm saying, Chusun Ali. And, you know, y'all could check out them pictures and stuff. You know, ladies was looking wonderful out there and everything.
Yes, they were.
You know, definitely. So, like I said, she doing some big things, man. And we not promoting, you know, you going into the adult business. We not promoting, you know what I'm saying, you know, doing all kinds of stuff like that. We're just trying to educate you this behind the scenes of the adult life and showing you that a woman that's in the business can also have another business besides that. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody's all, oh, she doing this, she doing that. Open your mind up. See what's going on in that lifestyle. See why she does it. You got the question. She giving it to you right now. Because you got a lot of naysayers out there, for real. You know what I mean? Never judge nobody unless you know yourself first, for real. So on top of that situation, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines real quick.
Oh, I'm scared. Let's see what they
have. I know they waiting on the line and stuff. So let me go ahead and open up the phone lines real quick. Caller from the 347, you're live in the building. You know what I'm saying? On Lush Radio, 347-234. What up?
Yo, you already know, man. It's the voice of Brooklyn. What's the deal?
Hey.
What up?
Hey, who's that? Chusun? Chusun Ali?
Yeah,
Chusun Ali.
You
appreciate
know,
you calling in.
I've been waiting on the line for like 30 minutes just listening to the whole combo, and you know I had to rep for Lethal Lips every day, all day. Future Guru, I don't know. You mad late on that Twitter thing because we've been popping Lethal Lips for like a good 3-4 weeks now.
Yo, I'm totally flipping because I just started following her. And definitely, yeah, it's just that I got so much on my plate and trying to help so many people, man. That's all it is, man. Not elite, the lips is on deck. Bro, I ain't going nowhere.
I got to say what up to Lethal Lips. What up, man?
What up, True Son?
What's up, baby? I look at you every day, man. I got me and you on the Facebook, and on the Twitter. Like, yo, I'm Lethal Lips out right now. The homies in the hood calling me like, yo, shut me up, shut me up. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, you know, they got to be cool. You know what I'm saying? They looking for that Lethal Lips. They looking for that Lethal Lips speech in the video. You know what I'm saying? So we waiting for that.
That's what it is. Hey, True Son, you want to go ahead and ask Lethal a question and stuff? You know what I'm saying? You know this. Go ahead and ask her a question real quick, fam.
Yeah, I know the lines is crazy right now. I'm not gonna be called back, you know what I'm saying? But I don't really have nothing to ask them, and I heard her, you know what I'm saying, putting the game down and spreading knowledge, you know what I'm saying, to the folks out there, and she's definitely well aware and wise, you know what I'm saying? And you can't really tell you can't really tell everything, you know what I'm saying, because we don't want to have the feds knocking on our door, you know what I'm saying? But there's certainly things out there that you know what I'm saying, that's curing certain things that, you know what I'm saying, the average person might not know about, but you know what I'm saying, just do your research, you know what I mean, especially if you're trying to get in that game, you know what I mean, but, nah, man, I ain't got nothing to ask, man, just shouts to Lethal Lips. I just ask that, you know what I'm saying, we could become, you know, more friends and shit like that, you know what I mean, maybe, you know what I'm saying, we, you know, get a nice scene in the video or something, you know what I mean, so, you know what I'm saying, my friends are like me more, nah.
He's like, I don't got nothing to ask.
Uh-oh,
okay.
But nah,
for real.
I'm pretty good. That was my question, though. I'm saying, can I get Lethal Lips in the True Son video? That's my question. Like, everything else is good to go.
When is the True Son video? See, we got to talk money, see, so we definitely got to put you on hold. Put him on hold. I left him an email.
Hey, True, you already know. You know I'm your publicist. We gonna talk about that, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about that offline,
you know,
y'all.
Y'all know I'm a mess.
That's my only question, you know what I'm saying? But I definitely had fun with you that night at the Mixtapes Online joint. I appreciate everything that you did. You took the flicks. You was very... very friendly, and you know what I'm saying, you was real down to earth, so that's what's up. I had to come home that night and actually go back and do more research on Lethal Lips. I had to be like, whoa, what's going on here? Like,
what was the research? What was the research?
Hey, well, you know what? You know what's so funny? Last year, somebody sent me I don't know if it was YouTube or WorldStar, but somebody sent me a link some time ago, like before I even met you, like, you know what I'm saying, face-to-face. And I didn't realize that that was you until they brought it back up to me and was like, yo, you remember that thing we seen, that video? And yeah, all of that. That 18 shit. You know that? I was like, what?
Yes. I'm not gonna lie, cause when I seen myself on that flick, I said that's a bad bitch right there. Cause it, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't even recognize myself. But you know, girls, I was sweating, I was working, I was doing my show.
Nah,
and I'm not gonna lie, it didn't really look appealing, but hey, it's a talent.
No, that was a show. That was a motherfucking show. You know what I'm saying?
All I can say is, you know, some people got talents and some people got talents.
For real. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even trying to be funny or disrespectful or nasty or nothing, but that's a talent that, you know what I'm saying, that could be spread around a little bit.
Hey, do something, go!
I'm the lie.
Hey, yo, hold on. Man. Let me get some more. Hey, yo, too crazy, man. Hold on, too, man. You wild. Hey, yo, we got a caller from the 347-420 live in the building. You're live on the line with Future Ghoul, Ebenisha, and the Miss Wonderful Lethal Lips live in the building. What up, what up, what up?
What up, what up, what up? It's TDI, man.
What up?
In the building.
How you doing?
Got that hot promo joint. Shout out to TDI.
Homie, what's good, man? What's popping, B? What's going on, fam?
What's going on, babe?
You got
what's
it, man. Appreciate
what's going
it.
On, everybody, man? Just call to show some love.
Yo, we appreciate you, man, for that promo, man. That's all I got right there, man. That's a hot joint. We already talked it up on the show. I mean, Lush loving it. I'm loving it. Ebony loving it.
That.
It's going hard. We represent
appreciate
the PX for you. It's just like Microphone Bully said, when you put that stamp on you that you repping the BX, it better be right. So I'm congratulations on that, man. Shout out to Microphone Bully.
Definitely, man. That was definitely a hot joint right there, TDI. TDI does my promo joints, the intros and stuff, man. He definitely goes hard in the paint and stuff. He had the Alice in Wonderland joint that he dropped. It was hot. He's serious with it, man. You want to ask Lethal a question, TDI?
No question. I'll listen to my man right there. Go win on that, showing her a lot of love and all that, man. You know what I'm saying? I just got to show her some love, too, man. Big up to Lethal Lips, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you, darling.
No problem.
Make sure you follow Lethal Lips, man. All of y'all need to follow Lethal Lips, man. I mean, she's a down-to-earth female. You know, you got a lot of chicks, like, that's real, like, bougie and stuff, and you, like, yo. But Lethal Lips is a wonderful, humble person. She's very sweet, you know what I'm saying? But she about her bread, you know what I'm saying? Point blank, she's a businesswoman, point blank. You know what I'm saying? So definitely, you know what I'm saying? And I appreciate her for taking her time out because she's a busy woman. And you know what I'm saying? Don't beat me up, though. You know I love you, man.
We said that.
Yeah.
You know, we got another caller, man. Shout out to TDI, TDI NYC on Twitter. Make sure you follow my dude. Call up on the 646-522. You're live in the building on Lush Radio. What's cracking, baby?
Who that?
Who that?
Hello?
Hello, 646-522. You're live in the building.
I don't know what's up with 646. He's playing games, man.
Hold on, 646-522?
They probably just want to listen.
Hey.
Hold on,
because I do got Babs. She's supposed to be calling in around 7, too. So I'm just trying to make sure. Babs from Making of the Band is also supposed to be calling in. So hold on one second. 646-522? You there? I guess they just listening. All right, cool beans, though.
Shout out to OhanaShop.com since they ain't there. It's Gina 28304, Strictly Bump 1.
Yeah, definitely. You know, definitely shout out to our sponsors that definitely support us and go hard in the paint. OhanaShop and everything like that. Strictly Bump 1, Diverse Media Group. LLC, y'all, you know what it is. We in the building.
Shout out to Monster on Twitter, MONTSTERR. That's my dude. We was chopping it up today. He's a good dude, recording engineer. We're going to have him on deck soon, so y'all stay tuned. Shout out to Monster. And shout out to my man Glory Gang. Got at least 5,000 on the check-in tonight. Yeah.
Yo, Lush, I just want to say one more thing. If I'm going to hang up and call back, you know what I'm saying, jump on with Babs, come on. But you know what I'm saying? You already know Truth and Ali is the voice of Brooklyn. Lead through lips, man. You know when I hit you on that Twitter, you know what it is, baby. I'll show you mad love. And y'all been fucking her name up all night. It's not the lovely. It's not the beautiful, man. It's the luscious Lead through lips, man. Everybody get that right.
Thank you, sweetheart. What's his name on Twitter? Hit me up on Twitter when you get off.
I'm at you right now. Truth and Ali. That's Truth and Ali.
Oh, that's Truth and Ali. You still on the line?
Oh,
my God. I thought that was a caller. Get off the line.
All right. See, that ain't cool. And then at least you left me off the line and shit. That's some fucked up shit, though. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, man, shout out to Ebony. I see you, girl. You know what I'm saying? Damn, look at me. She got me stuttering and shit. Future Guru. Lush, you already know what it is. I'll call you back in a minute, man. About to get on this thing right here. You know what I mean?
That's what it is, man. Like I said, we had, you know what I'm saying, we got Lethal List Live in the building. We're going to have Bats for making it a band that's going to be joining us soon also. She got exclusive for us, man. Lethal, real quick, man, I know you got a joint, you know what I'm saying? You got a, you doing some music situations, you know what I'm saying, that I kind of heard a little bit. I don't know how deep it is with the music situation. And also, can you tell us a secret about Lethal List that maybe nobody knows?
Hey, wait. Before you do that, do the exclusive. Hit her with the exclusive. She's about to tell us something nobody knows.
Oh, yeah. Hold up. Let me go ahead and hit her with the exclusive real quick.
Uh-oh.
I gotta think about it.
Another Lush Radio exclusive.
Yep.
This is another Lush Radio Online exclusive.
Oh, man.
About to tell us a secret that nobody knows. So
hold on. I got to think about something. Okay, how about y'all start talking for a second? Because I really got to think about that. I don't know. I'm really an open person. Like, what's the secret? Let me think.
Let me send you a couple of DMs. This is Future Guru 100. I'll send you a couple of DMs, and, you know, you can tell them about some secrets after that.
What's a secret?
Let me hit you up
nobody
first.
Nobody knows. Let me think.
Hey, yo, man, shout out to my people, Brooklyn.
Definitely.
You know what? I don't think I have much secrets. I'm good. I think everybody pretty much knows everything about me. I put my cards on the table face up. That's how I play.
Yeah.
If you weren't doing porn, what would you be doing right now at this moment?
If I wasn't doing porn at this moment, what would I be doing? God help me. Well, shoot, since it's been such a long time, I just pray and hope I wouldn't be broke. But what am I doing right now? Okay, let me see. Well, I think I didn't like the real estate thing. That was boring. So I did the whole, I'd probably still be doing lashes in hair. Mm-hmm. And let me think. The lashes in hair thing, that's fun. Fashion design, I went to school for that, so I'd be doing something. All I know is I would never be broke, because if I had to, I would chop these nails off. I know how to braid, too. I'm going to do something, because that's my one thing. I will not be broke. That is not going to work.
That's real talk right there.
She would still
be able to get money. That's what I'm talking about, a real grinder right there. Like I said,
okay,
man.
Go ahead, baby. My question is, as far as, like, in your personal life, although you are in the entertainment industry, how about when you have that male companion? How do you, you know what I'm saying? How do they adjust or deal with, you know what I'm saying, what it is that you do once they decide they've fallen in love with you?
We have two ways that people deal with this. We had one person who
will remain unnamed, and they're on. They got an order of protection right now because they went crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, they went kind of cuckoo, and that's the reason why I wasn't in the business for a minute, because for a year, because they paid me not to do nothing, and that was my job, not to do anything. No porn, no dancing. No... And I will never go that route again. Let that be known. Feel me? Now, after that relationship, that taught me one thing. And this is my saying that I say on Twitter a lot. A vast majority of people you will meet in life are ever-changing variables. So, therefore, stay constantly true to oneself. That person is not going to be there tomorrow, so just make sure you are who you are and say that. But like, me personally, I'm not even thinking about love right now. That's one thing I can say. I'm not thinking about that. I have my career goals, and that's what it's going to be. If somebody wants to jump on a train, they're going to have to ride with me.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
I'm in too deep. Sometimes you're in too deep, and it's too late to turn back.
Wow. That's real talk right there. We got another caller live in the building, and we're going to have Baps. I think she was plugging in. I don't know if she got bumped off or whatever, but she's going to be plugging in a quick second. Baps going to be plugging in a quick second. Caller from the 916-470, you're live in the building with Ebenisha, Future Guru, and the beautiful and wonderful Lethal Lip. What up?
Hello?
916? 916. I guess they was just listening. Call us from the...
What's good?
You're pressing something wrong because I don't think they just listening. I know they want to say something.
What's good?
No, they be intimidated sometimes, yo.
Hello?
I don't know.
Hello?
You know, we got Lethal Lips on the line.
Hello, I'm calling from Ohio. What's good?
What's up? Caller from the Ohio. What's up? And I got Bass on the line. I'm going to...
Okay.
216. Go ahead and add Lethal Lip to a question, baby.
Who's speaking?
Yo,
on 216. Who's that?
Yo, it's Jay. I got a question for Lethal Lip.
Go ahead, bro.
Yo, what's the biggest dick you ever ran up?
Hold up. Chill. Hold up, son.
Wait, hold on.
I just want to
hear the question.
Go ahead, son. Do it.
Yo, what's the biggest thing you ever ran up on, inside or outside the business? Like, what's the biggest thing you ever ran up on?
I don't know what the measurement is, but I damn sure know it went from the inside of my elbow to the top of my wrist, and it went right around the width of my wrist, the bottom part of my wrist. And I looked at it; it was like a trick dick. That's what I call it. Because when I first looked at it, it didn't look that big, and then it just kept growing.
Ow.
Yo.
I'm dead serious. It was scary. But yeah, that's the answer.
Was it inside the business or outside the business?
Oh, this was outside the business.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, outside the business. I didn't have
and the condo
like
and the building. But hey, my dude, we appreciate you, man. We got Bass in the building. You know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and pull it in. You know what I'm saying? I know Bass no Lethal, man, because we was all, you know, the Tucson Ali and all of us was live, you know what I'm saying, in the building at Mixtape Online. We got the wonderful making of the band, one of the hot female rappers doing the thing. My girl, Babs, live in the building. We into this. What up?
Hey, y'all, what's up?
Yeah, Babs, what's good? I'm glad to shout out Babs. I'm respecting that whole movement she got going on. Shout out to that whole flavor she's doing. We appreciate you calling in and taking some time for us. And I saw you in the picture, too, out there with Lushy Lush.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
I didn't get to see that picture. Where
are
those pictures at?
Yo, they on the Facebook. I hit you on the Facebook and everything. You
okay.
Gotta go on the
I gotta go on Facebook. Yeah. I gotta put this stuff on Twitter. People on Twitter wanna see.
They on Lushy Lush timeline. Lush Radio Online.
Okay.
At Lush Radio Online. Just gotta go deeper to the timeline. I might refresh it for y'all. I'll refresh it. I'm working for her.
What's up, Babs? Babs was leaving last time I got there. She left.
Yeah, I had to make some moves, you know.
Hey, guys, what's good with the music? What's good? You recording? What you doing?
I'm always recording. I'm about to drop a mixtape next month, another mixtape, and, you know, hopefully the album will be out this year, but I'm always recording.
Uh-oh. Well, and she got a joint, actually, that I got, you know what I'm saying, in the building, on lock, you know what I'm saying, buy you something, you know what I'm saying, from Baps, you know what I'm saying, an exclusive, you know what I'm saying, live building. From your girl Baps. Baps is in the building. All y'all cats on Twitter. For the people that didn't see the pictures of Baps, me and Chusan, and me and Lethal, you know what I'm saying, give me a hug and everything.
Uh-oh.
And stuff like that, I'm going to repost it for y'all. Okay, again.
Yeah, repost that.
I'm going to repost them pictures again and everything. I'm going to tag Baps and Lethal and stuff because, you know, they trying to act like they trying to beat me up and stuff. You know, I'm getting ganked up on over here, but yeah.
Okay.
But you know what I'm saying? We got an exclusive joint for Babs. You know what I'm saying? Call in right now, 347-826-7722. We're going, you know, chop it up with Babs, and then we're going to get into our hot or not. You already know what it is. We live in the building. We got Babs and Lethal Lips in the building right now. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Babs, you want to, you know what I'm saying, tell everybody, you know what I'm saying, all the new stuff that you got going on right now at the moment, and then I'm going to get into this song. Bass Bunny right here is called Buy You Something.
Yeah, definitely. Well, right now, you know, we got the whole FEM project moving. FEM stands for Females Earning Money. And, you know, I just collaborated with a lot of females in the industry that's, like, really trying to push females in the industry. And it's time for us to have some type of unity. So that's our main focus is the FEM movement. And, you know, I'm just working on my music, working to get the album out, and working on getting this reality show out.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it is. I need a For the Love of Bad Bunny show.
Yeah, let me be one of them contestants. I need to get on team.
Wow, well, if that's the case, sure. I need love, too. I ain't got none.
I got love for you. You got love.
I need a lover.
I heard it first right here on Lush Radio Online. Lethal Lip says that she needs a lover, so we want to do the first. For the Love of Lethal Lips live on the show.
I'm sending you the first DM, Lethal. All right, she's following me. I can send her a DM. She's following me. Shit.
You know,
following me.
Oh, by the way, can I at least, I need to promo myself. I didn't get a chance to say that. Y'all got to text Lethal, the number 9269937, and you get the Lethal Moan Tone, the official Moan
what?
Tone. It's popping.
Oh,
it's popping. It's crack, I'm telling
yeah,
you.
Yeah, did y'all?
Wow.
That's what I bought
it's
it.
Not
it's
even
popping.
A ringtone. It's a moan tone.
No, I say pick up the phone. I say it in a funny way, though. But as a matter of fact, I should let y'all hear it. Do what y'all do, and I'm going to find it right now for y'all.
Wow, I do
want to
hear that. I do
want to
hear that. I'm on Twitter.
Yeah, we need a
my
preview.
Is hot. My
yeah,
keyboard
nobody
is hot.
Had a preview, so I'm going to give y'all a preview.
Yeah.
We're going to get the preview from Lethal while she's looking for that. We're going to go ahead and get y'all an exclusive from Bash right now called Buy You Something real quick. And then when
yeah,
we come talk more with Babs and Lethal Lips in a quick second, and we're going to open up more lines and get it cracking, and we're going to get this hot or not. Maybe we can get, you know what I'm saying, Lethal Lips and Babs, you know what I'm saying, get their feedback on some of these new artists and this new music. You already know.
Shout out
to you already know.
Glory, gang.
Get my money right, I'ma go and buy you something. When I get my money up, I'ma go and buy you something. Take you out, buy you something. Go on trips, buy you something. Lick my lips, buy you something. Squeeze my tits, I'll buy you something. When I get my money right, I'ma go
go and buy you something. When I get my money up, I'ma go and buy you something. Take you out, buy you something. Go to the mall, buy you something. Kiss my lips, buy you something. Squeeze my tits, I'll buy you something. What's your size? Let me know. I'm gonna let my money blow. Take you on a shopping spree and put you in my video. Fitted hat, every color. I got rubber, every color. You wanna change? Pick one out. Let's call Jacob. I got his number. I'ma tell him, make it heavy. Make them diamonds look like cherries. Put it in a box, wrap it all up. They call me back when it gets ready. I take my shorty to the restaurant. Hump him in the restaurant. Then I pay for the restaurant. Damn, my shorty, he's caking it. And you should see my bracelet. But I got him a gift. Open it up, then put his face in it. Some products, boy. They cost me some dollars, boy. Listen up, you better put them on and hit the block and pop your collar, boy. What you eat? Shrimp and lobster. I know about the spy. They bring you butter sauce, and it don't even cost a lot. So tell me what you wanna do. Cause anything's affordable. If you was on the menu, call a waiter, then I order you. I spoil you. Cause I'm that type of chick that likes to splurge. If I'm good, you good. I'm straight, you straight. It's nothing, that's my word. You want a 60 of that Henny? A bottle of that Clico? I bought you that so you could go and drink it with your people. Your people. When I get my money right, I'ma go and buy you something. When I get my money up, I'ma go and buy you something. Take you out, buy you something. Go on trips, buy you something. Lick my lips, buy you something. Squeeze my tits, I'll buy you something. When I get my money right, I'ma go and buy you something. When I get my money up, I'ma go and buy you something. Take you out, buy you something. Go to the mall, buy you something. Kiss my lips, buy you something. Squeeze my tits, I'll buy you something.
Y'all, that was that exclusive right there by your girl, the one, the only, Bats of Making It a Band. You already know what it is, man. We got nothing but them hot exclusives, man. And I told y'all already, man, we doing big things, man. I got the wonderful co-host in here, Ebenisha, my boy, Future Guru, going hard in the paint, online, mixtape, MP3, promo. Y'all already know what it is to get that promo on. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to be following Lethal Lips and Babs Bunny right now at this moment. We getting it in all day in the paint, man, for real. Man, that was a hot one. And Lethal Lips said she got an exclusive Moan preview for us, too. For real.
Okay. I'm back. You know I had to answer my call. Hold on. Let's see if I find it. Okay, no, I know exactly where it's at. What? Y'all look crazy over there. Let me turn it up, because you know I had to turn my laptop down last night because I be watching porn. So I can get to sleep.
Crazy, man. So you know what I'm saying, real quick, Babs, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, we admire you and everything, you know, going through the situation with the whole band and situation and stuff like that, man. You know, you definitely went hard for the, you know, the Brooklyn camp, man. You know, tell us, you know, how has it been after that whole, you know what I'm saying, experience and stuff. Do you still maintain any kind of, like, relationships with any of them cats? Or no, what's good?
I speak to everybody that was in the band. That's my family. It's always going to be my family. So I speak to them on a regular. That's what it is with them.
That's what's up.
Wow.
Y'all ready?
Ask Bass a question,
y'all
man?
Ready? Oh, y'all want to go?
Exactly, I do. I mean, who going next? Ebenisha, I'm giving up the floor. Who up? Ebenisha.
Oh, I just want to say that song was, like, really hot because dudes is always on their tracks talking about, I'm going to take you shopping and do all this with you. And Babs is a slip that she was like, look, I'm a boss.
Yes,
basically,
that's what's up.
Basically, you rolling with me, you know what I'm saying? I got you. So
I got you.
I was feeling that. Definitely, I was feeling that. But my question
you're
gonna to you
have
is...
You're going to have a lot of fans.
definitely, because there ain't nothing wrong with taking care of your boo-boo. But what I want to ask is, now that you, you know, you're doing your music and stuff like that, is there any other avenues that you want to explore besides, you know, I know you have your first love is your music, that's your baby, but what else do you want to do futuristically?
Well, actually, I'm a chef. A lot of people don't know that. Like, I love to cook. I love to eat also. I'm about to go to FCI, that's the French Culinary Institute, and to get certified. And I'm working on getting a show on a Food Network channel. That's really my – I love music, but I love to cook and make people happy through their stomach and good food.
I'm up, right?
Yep. Somebody sound like they
about to get
married.
You about to be married. Somebody hit you
up hard. She buying meals and she cooking like everything.
Holla.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. What happened?
Yeah, what happened?
Everybody got quiet. You know what? It's biggest time then. She's my mom town.
Yeah, bad.
I'm coming. Oh, baby, I'm coming. Pick up the phone.
Oh, Sacramento. Like I said, it's Sacramento.
Wow.
And he attacked.
I got something to say about that one.
Hey,
you know what? That
dude,
might get a, that might get a lot of jokers in trouble right there.
No, but you know what? You already know how dudes are. Everybody's gonna be like, yeah, that's lethal caller right
turn
now.
Lethal
caller right now. Like I said, it's text lethal 9 to 69937. Get your phone popping, cause
wow.
I'm calling you.
Yeah, that big tone is lethal.
Yeah. Some of my Twitter people just hit me up trying to call the show. The lines is full. Shout out to Glory.
Yeah, they
Gang.
Said everything is
Shout
full.
Out
they
to
said
Monster. So, like, right now I got my man 609. He trying to get in, and Monster from the 404. So I don't even know what's going on. Like, they hitting us up, y'all. They hitting us up. So, shout out to all the people I asked to call in. Just hold on to the line because we got these guests. We got to show love to our guests who we had scheduled. And we you know I called for Monster and my man Glory Gang. So you know we know that they just hit me up. So they supporting and they listening. So we got to thank our fans right now. Like people's responding to us and getting at us and listening to the show. We appreciate y'all like 110%. So we ain't trying to be funny. We ain't trying to be funny having y'all hold on. Let's get that clear. We got Lushy Lush holding it down on the switchboard Tholo. So please be patient with us or at that right there. And I just had to get that out there because we got a lot of people trying to hit us up.
No, the situation with the phone lines, everybody that's listening in, which I'm the one that do the switchboards, when it's packed, it's packed. So basically, I can only open up but so much because of the situation that I'm using, which is Blog Talk Radio. So it's only a certain amount of people that can call in. So once somebody jumps off, then it opens room. So if you fast enough to get on when the next person get off, then you're on. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to all the people in the chat room, Sancho the Kid, Rumor Radio, and guess 1971 and everybody else that's live in the chat room. You already know what it is, man. We live in the building. You know what I'm saying? We live with Bass Bunny and Lethal Lush right here. We're going to let this caller call us from the 347. You're live with Bass Bunny and Lethal Lush right now. So go ahead and, you know, ask them some quick questions because we got to try to make these phone lines, you know what I'm saying, open for these cats to call in, fam. 347-224, what up?
Yo, man, I must be a lucky nigga, man. Word to mother. But I'm just the voice of Brooklyn, choosing Ali, you dig what I'm saying? But, yo, you know what I'm saying? I should be a part of this show. I should be the co-host right now. You dig what I'm saying? But word to mother, shout out to my man, Future Guru, fuck. Shout out to Ebony, Lush, my publicist, you already know what it is, man. Just showing love once again. Lethal Lips, Babs. What up, Ma?
What up? Brooklyn all day, you already know.
My Twitter page is going crazy. Everybody says it's full over here. It's full. They can't get in.
it's dumb retarded right now, you know what I'm saying? But I just had to show love to my Brooklyn sister. You already know what it is. We ain't all in New York all day.
E-N-Y.
I'm sitting here in front of the Twitter and the Facebook just going in, blasting off. I ain't no wonder why the phones is crazy. But you already know, my, you know, I heard the joint, you know what I'm saying? Keep doing your thing. I'm mad that we ain't skipped shit down yet. But, you know, I know everything comes in time. But
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I'm on deck. You already know what it is, man.
That's what it is, babe.
That's what it is.
I'm going to just shout my shit out real quick and get off the line because I want to give somebody else a chance because, you know, I don't want to be looking like I'm hogging up the airwaves. So you already know, man.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, didn't I tell him to get off? No, I'm just joking. I was talking about
you. There you go. It was on Twitter. That's what I said. I said, you see me trying to throw me off, but see, your boy's back. You know what I'm saying? It's me, True Son Ali, the voice of Brooklyn, man. You already know, hit that website of www.truesonali.com to all the listeners, man. Shout out to Lush Radio Online all day, man. You already know what it is, man. BK Lushstyle is the squad. I'm out.
That's what it is, man.
Yeah.
Saying? The line is open for somebody else to call in. Y'all need to come in. Y'all got to be fast, man, because you know what I'm saying? The line's kicking.
Check 609 and that 404. Them is my peoples. That's 609 and that 404.
If they call in right now, they could definitely get in, man. You know what I'm saying? There's one line open. So, like, if you come in, like, ask your questions real quick, plug yourself real quick, and you got to make room for other cats to come in, man. You know what I'm saying? The lines is crazy right now. So, you know what I'm saying? We got another cat calling from the 249. You're live in the building with Lethal Lips and Babs, Future Ghoul, and your girl Leshy Lesh. What up? 347. What up?
Quali in the building. Shouting out Lethal Lips, Babs. What up?
Hi, what's up?
Not much. Had to call on the check in. I'm playing Uncle right now, babysitting, but I seen the tweet, so I had to come through and show love real quick. Know what I mean?
Thank you. I met him in the airport. I was flying out to Miami. he was actually on duty too, and came and checked me in his uniform. I saw his tweet. He was like, "Lethal Lips just passed through the airport."
Nobody knew. I was like, "Y'all know who that is? I'll be right back."
And I couldn't bring me a drink because my plane was late, and he was like, "I can't do that. I can't do that."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, y'all just calling in on a check-in. I got to get back to watching these kids. Y'all pray for me. You know what I mean? Y'all do y'all thing, though.
Thanks for calling the show, bro.
Thank you.
No problem, man.
We appreciate you.
Okay, let me ask you.
That's what's up, man. The line is open again. Like I said, man, y'all better get it while it's hot, son. For real. Call in right now. Shout out to my man, Santo, the kid. Ellis, all of them cats that's in there, man. You know what I'm saying? We going to get into our hot or not in a few seconds and play these, you know what I'm saying, these hot artists' music and all that jazz and get it cracking, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? And Bass, man, you and Lethal Lips, Bass, go ahead and get your contact out there, Bass, so people to get at you and everything, Bass.
Yeah, y'all holla at me. I'm a Twitter girl, so hit me up at Brooklyn Bass. That's for those who can't spell, BrooklynBabs. And, you know, you want to hear some music, of course, go to my MySpace page. That's First Lady Babs Bunny. And I'm all over YouTube. Just Google me, like Tiana Taylor said. Just Google me.
Yeah, let me be the first to say I could support Babs music. This is Future Guru 100, Babs. I just want to say I can support your music on my new Twitter page, which is Mixtape MP3 Promo. So I'm gonna hit your Twitter page up and make you aware of my page at Mixtape MP3 Promo. And all you're gonna have to do is just send me one of your MP3s that you got popping right now, and then we're gonna put it right up. I'll put that right up and get that promotion going for you, baby. That's what I do.
That's all what right. It is, baby. Yeah. I just want to let the people know that I'm still in the booth. For those that don't know, that shit don't stop. You know what I'm saying? It's a grind. It's a hustle. It's a lot of politics with the game. But I'm in the booth, and I will chop a bitch head off with some rhymes. And that's what it is.
For you, man. You know what I'm saying? We definitely supporting everything that you're doing, Bass.
She can't chop my head off because I'm going to be mad. You know what I'm saying? If you chop my head off, they coming after you. So we're going to have to get on the same team or something.
Yeah. I know they're trying to get at me, especially after hearing that ringtone. Yeah.
Well.
What? I got insurance tag right here.
Hey, real talk, y'all. We got a caller from the 651-785. We're going to bring both of y'all in real quick. Hey, Lethal, give your contact again for the people so they can get at you, fam.
Oh, okay. You know what it is? It's Lethal Lips Triple X, and you got a double the P, and I hope I know how to spell Lethal. LethalLipps Triple X on Twitter. And y'all know my Gmail, same name. Everything's the same name. Google me.
Holla. I'm going to hit you up on Twitter, Lethal.
Okay,
hit
baby.
Hit me up
yeah.
too, Lethal.
Yeah.
Hit me up some more, Lethal.
Okay. And if, I don't know if y'all just joining us. Lethal Lips says she is looking for, you know what I'm saying, for some of that love right there. So we're going to do for the love of Lethal Lips, you know what I'm saying, live
Babs,
in the building.
Too.
You know what I'm saying? And we're going to do Babs too, you know what I'm saying? For real.
My girl,
so,
Mommy Loves Pussy on Twitter trying to get in bad. She said she's waiting for a line to open up.
Call her from the 1. You're live in the building real quick. Go ahead. We got Lethal Lips and we got Babs in the building, man. Go ahead, fam.
651.
Yeah,
who
that?
Santo
the Kid.
What's
good,
man?
This is good. Santo the Kid. Thanks for calling in. This is my dude, y'all. For y'all who don't know who Santo the Kid is, he's out of Texas. He has a great show. He has a great mind for what he wants to do in this game. He has goals.
He's out in Texas?
My bad. He's out. Ooh, he's in Minnesota. Don't let me get that twisted. Minnesota. I'm talking. I actually had Slate Stone on the tip of my tongue. But Minnesota is where he's repping. He's very sharp. He's already on iTunes. And for y'all who don't know, Sancho the Kid is really, really doing his thing on the entrepreneurial level with what he wants to do. Like I was trying to explain, he has goals. So all of y'all who really listening to this show, we actually bringing this type of entrepreneur artist to y'all. It's not just about being an artist. It's about having a presentation and knowing what you want to do in this game. Get your shows together, y'all. And Sancho
yeah.
the Kid, I just wanted to introduce
What's up,
you like that. And let the people hear all about you right now a little bit. But this time we appreciate you, man. Tell us what's up.
Yeah.
What's up, Santo?
Hey, what up? How you doing?
Well, go ahead and get your plugins and go ahead and ask a quick question and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it cracking, my dude.
Hey. So like, speaking of shows, like when he was talking about shows, I got this crazy ass show coming up in March with Devin the Dude, and like I got something kind of crazy planned for that shit. Any of y'all ever heard of a dude going up on stage like a step team?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna be doing the shit and like close it out with like Lose Control, but then after that I'm gonna be having like this step team. Like I'm calling up universities now, finding different frats and stuff that might step and. Like, bringing them in, telling them what's going on. Like, I'm going to be rapping acapella with a bunch of steppers making the beats and shit. Like, my shows are fucking crazy. Oh, I don't know if I can swear. But
wow.
That's
so, like, you know, I love you to and you know, I love your, you know what I'm saying, that Lose Control was a hot song. He's part of the Hot and Now. We definitely played that joint on there. We showed him a lot of love. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm like, you know, wow right now. But you know what I'm saying? Y'all need support, Santo. We got some hot music. And I hope that, you know what I'm saying, you guys go out and check out his show and everything like that. Santo, man, tell the people where they can get at you, your Twitter and all that jazz. You and if you got a question for Lethal or Babs, you know what I'm saying, go ahead and get that in, fam.
Nah, like my Twitter right now, hit up twitter.com/SanchoTheKid. If y'all actually hit up SanchoTheKid.com, that'll bring up all my links. Like, I'm trying to put my newest stuff up on YouTube right now. So that's going to be youtube.com/SanchoTheKidTV. But everybody listening, if you ain't part of this Hot or Not thing, y'all really need to get into this. For real.
Out of time. Hey, repeat that.
Like, I've been hearing the support on this shit. Like, that's what's up.
All right,
that's what's up, man. And Sancho, man, tell them where you representing, fam, for real.
Man, right now, what I'm doing is I'm just kind of getting my team together. I'm actually starting up a label right now. I'm in the process of getting the logo made and getting it all trademarked. Charged Up Records.
Sancho, I was saying where you represent, like where you live at, the state and all that, Sancho.
Oh, shit. I'm from Twin Cities in Minnesota, you know, Minneapolis, St. Paul area.
That's what's up, man.
Why y'all didn't have him do an interview tonight? That's what y'all
should have
did.
Yeah. Yeah, shout out to, you know, Sancho the Kid and everything like that, man. I definitely appreciate you, man, for real. You already know what it is, Sancho.
Sancho's on his grind, and if y'all see me on Twitter, I just got to say this real clearly. So y'all please understand what this mixtape MP3 is about. It's about getting your...
Getting your what? You lost me.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Somebody lost somebody.
What's up?
Hello?
What's up?
Okay. You know what? Moving on.
Okay.
Moving
I don't know what happened with his phone and stuff, but we got a caller from the 786.
You
got a caller from the 786 live on Lush Radio Online. You're live with Lethal Lips and Bash. What up?
What's up? What's up?
What's up? I hope you are not dry.
Dry.
Please.
What? Explain
I hope you're not dry, boo. Dry is something where, when you know, there's 2 seconds, people can't even think of a response to say. Like, that's dry. I hate dry.
Well, nah, it's just a little bit of delay from what you're saying to actually what I'm hearing.
Okay, good. Just don't be dry.
You know what
I'm saying? So you keep
okay. Yeah, we good. We good. You know, representing Dade County 305. It's all good. Go ahead.
All right, go ahead, fam. Go ahead and ask, you know what I'm saying, Lethal Lips, you know what I'm saying, a question and everything, fam, because we're trying to, you know, get these lines open, man, because Cass is hearing me like, yo, I'm trying to get in. This is crazy. So go ahead, fam.
Both y'all. I got a question for both y'all, Babs and Lethal. Lethal,
yes,
baby,
sir.
I got to let you know I'm in love with you now, and I'm trying
okay.
to get you here to Miami. I'm going to hit you up on the Twitter about
there.
That. I'm going to get you up on that Twitter about that. There's Jay Hefner. So I'm going to get you out here. We got a show
okay.
to do together.
Okay.
Listen, how did you get started in the industry?
Oh, man.
Like, what
you wasn't
brought
listening?
You into the industry? Nah, I couldn't get in to listen.
Oh.
I couldn't get in to listen.
Hey, quick question. Babe. If she answered that kind of little earlier, you know what I'm saying, no disrespect, but if you can answer something else, because you can, you know, we got it
yeah,
all time.
You know what, make it interesting, but I will promise to answer that for
you.
Do you
love to swallow? That's all I want to know. Do you love to swallow?
I mean, I like to do multiple things with that. You know what I'm saying?
Praise.
Swallowing is not just the craziest thing you could do. So.
Okay, praise him. That's what I'm talking about. Not bad. I love
I like
that.
To blow. You gotta blow bubbles with it. You know what I'm saying? There's a whole bunch of shit I can do with that.
Oh,
let's let it get the bass.
Girl, you make my dick hard. Don't do that. I ain't got no LeBrons either.
Oh,
shit.
My God. This show's getting kind of crazy.
You know us Florida niggas. We nasty. We don't give a fuck.
I told you. Yeah, I used to live in Florida. I love Florida, by the way.
You know we don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to fuck you. What's up?
That's what's up, babe.
I'm trying to blow bubbles in your booty, Bab. What's up?
Oh my. Yo, fam, man, we appreciate you the love for Florida. We got a caller from the 740. You're live on Lush Radio Online. What's cracking, fam? 704. You're live on the line.
Luscious was good.
It sounds like they're playing with themselves on the radio.
What up, baby? Like, we live in the building, man. Stay your name. Stay where you from, man. Go ahead, fam. We got to get to this hot or not, baby.
It was good. It's Pizzilio, Sam Ripon, YO in the building, Yonkers, all day, every day.
What up, cuzzo? North Carolina, down in the building, but you from NY. What up, fam? What's good?
Tell how you doing, yo.
Hey,
nothing. I got a couple questions. You're Luscious.
Yes,
For one, you a fly shorty. I give you that. I can't even front. You a fly shorty.
Thank
God
you
bless.
So much.
You're welcome. All right, my question is, being that you're in the industry, how do you get viewed when you're on the streets by people, you know what I'm saying, that know who you are? How do you get viewed?
Honestly, usually what happens when I go into a store and they know, you know, it's kind of, porn is kind of a secret, and it's like everybody's little secret, so they don't want everybody to know, but they usually run and tell their homie and be like, yo, son, come here. Come here now. And it's usually when I go into Duane Reed or something, and, you know, I just start seeing the people running around and shit, the people that work there, and that's the funny shit. Other people, like restaurants is funny because the nigga cannot take my order. And usually they have to change my waiter, or he'll wait till my date goes to the bathroom or something, and it's like, oh, mom, excuse me, I know who you are. And I'm like, nigga, you at work. You're about to get fired. It's kind of crazy. That's the funny part. And, you know, the funny thing is, like, most people are embarrassed to say something to me, but certain places where people work, they just don't care.
Yeah, I feel you. Now, I know that being that niggas that do know that you're in the industry, I know a lot of dudes do happen to come out their mouth. How do you react to something like that?
Oh, usually when I'm on the street, if I'm walking and I'm looking real non-conspicuous, I walk very fast, and, you know, I have on my sweatpants and my sneakers, and I'm running, basically. But when people get disrespectful, I pay them no attention. I don't even hear it. I'm deaf in that ear. I usually don't even respond. It's a waste of time.
Okay.
Cuzzo, man, I appreciate you, man, but the line's on up, fam. Real quick, you know what I'm saying?
Cuzzo, hit me up on Twitter. I'm going to talk to you.
Got a hit on the Twitter. We got Future Q back. I don't know what happened with the line, but he's back in the building.
I'm back in the building.
I'm saying, Cuzzo,
I got cut off.
You, man, put your plug out there real quick, fam.
You talking to me? You talking to fam? What's good?
Oh, I'm talking to you, fam. I said, Cuzzo, put your link out there and stuff real quick.
All right, so hit me up on microphonebully.com/JP. You know what I'm saying? I'm a producer. I'll do my beats and stuff. You already know what it is, Luscious.
Uh-oh. Do your thing.
That's what it is, man. Definitely, man. Cuzzo definitely got some hot tracks. He definitely represent hard for Microphone Bully, doing it real big. So check out Microphone Bully. You know, Jay Pizzle, he's definitely doing his thing on a beat track. Really.
Oh, yeah, you know what? Early. I think I deserve some props just because I talk to everybody on my Twitter page, unlike a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? I talk to, even though I don't follow nobody, I really talk to every single person that talks to me on my Twitter page.
So I'm up to on Twitter because I'm a newbie.
Oh, you're a newbie? Okay, I'm about to get with you.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Appreciate you, Cuzzo. We got a caller from the 850 live in the building. On Lush Radio Online, man. What up, fam? 850, you're live in the building. After 850, we going into this hot or not with this music and stuff. Hopefully we have Lethal Lift giving us her honest opinion about some of this music we about to drop in a few. 850, you're live in the building. What up?
What up, family? What's up, my queens? How we doing?
Peace. All right, is this our girl right here?
Yes, it's your fellow Natalia. What's up?
Natalia, we were speaking this morning, Natalia, and
you
I
didn't
was
get
like,
my message?
What happened to my baby? Well, we was on the phone, and then we was like, I didn't even get a chance. I hit you back, but I thought your phone might have been battery might have been dead. That's what I thought. So definitely, I was just letting you know, I tried to hit you back. So what's up, baby?
That's my favorite
mommy online. That's my favorite Spanish mommy online.
Oh, well, thank you for the love. I'm at my other job, but I was calling to show my support to the ladies that are, you know, being featured tonight. I love y'all.
Hey, baby.
We got Babs and Lethal Lips in the building.
I know. I see Kingpin. Everybody's tweeting about it.
Uh-oh.
They better tweet.
Yeah, we got Heavy Grinders. Kingpin, everybody's tweeting to call the show up. So
oh,
I just coming through to show my love, y'all. Let y'all know I was listening. I only got a few minutes. I'm in between tables at the restaurant.
Well,
we love you, baby. We definitely appreciate you being a part of the Retweet Squad. Shout out to the whole Retweet Squad. Shout out to cats like JSP_. I got that right that time. Shout out to Mizall 304, and especially DTFM BIT. CHHH. It's BITFM_BITCHHH. He goes in real hard for us, y'all. And this Lush Radio Online is a movement, and we got a strong team, building a strong team.
That's what it is, man. And shout out to Miss Photographics and stuff. Natalia is also a street queen. Female bosses definitely doing positive things along with Ebony. So she's our queen, peace queen. You know what I'm saying? Part of Retweet Squad. And she go hard on the promo tip. If you need any promo getting put out there in the Florida area, she's the girl to get at. So y'all need to go ahead and be following her right now at this moment. She gets it in hard body.
Who we got to get at? I got to find out.
That's Natalia, Colombian Princess.
I'm
going to
send you her Twitter. I'm going to send you her Twitter right now, Lethal Lip.
Natalia, hit me up, girl, because I'm coming down here. I'm coming to Miami.
Oh, mamita, let me know, because I got to hook up everywhere.
Hey, let's all three be there. Lethal, me, Miss Natalia. Yo,
let me
work.
Know. I put up all hook up all the arrangements. I'll let you know.
Okay, hit my Twitter.
I'm trying to get it in.
That's what it is, man. Natalia, you know I love you, girl. You know you my boo boo. I love you, girl. For real.
Aww. I love you too, guys. I gotta get back to work, y'all. I will hit y'all up. Have a wonderful show.
Thank you.
What's up? We got a caller from the 212 New York in the building. What up, 212-661? What up? 212-661?
I was interested to know who was calling from Manhattan because they probably still at work.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
212. Who's speaking? 212.
Oh.
What's the number you said?
212-661?
You on Lux Radio.
Yeah, that's my number.
Lux Radio. Who's this?
Oh, this is me, like New York City, New York.
All right, what's your name? What's your name, fam?
I just was calling. I just heard everything talking. I seen it on Twitter, so I'm like, why not call? I'm at work ball. Why not?
Well, you on Twitter. What's your name there? Who are you?
Oh, hip-hop genius. Hip-hop genius.
I ain't hip-hop genius. That's all we talk about. We trying to network you, bro. You know,
yeah, basically,
tell us what's good. Tell us you got any questions for Babs? You got any questions for Lethal Lips?
Nah, yo, honest, for some real life shit, I'm just at work bored, yo. I just seen the number, so I wound up calling it. I'm just really, like, low-riding. I'm eavesdropping.
All right, well, that's good money, man. We appreciate you supporting this show. You know,
yeah,
definitely.
I mean, shout out to them, though. They doing their thing and all that. That's what's up, so, you know what I mean?
Thank you.
That's what's up, man. Real talk, man. We about to get into this hot or not, man. Lethal Lips done lit the show up with Babs, you know what I'm saying? Getting it in, you know what I'm saying? It's you know what I'm saying, some good looking in there, Rumor Radio, Sancho the Kid, Elitist in the chat room, and Guest 1979. We're gonna go ahead and get some of this music out since, you know, we short in the time and everything. And you know what I'm saying, shout out to Wordsmith. Shout out to Wordsmith. You know what I'm saying? For his birthday today, we're going to be at his birthday jump off tonight. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Wordsmith, definitely. Caller, I know there's a last caller calling in, but we got to get to this music, man, for real. We definitely got to throw some of this music in here for the people. You know, Lethal Lips, man, you know I love you to death, girl. You know what I'm saying? You go hard in the paint. I respect you on what you do. You know what I'm saying? You know, everybody does, you know, saying their thing. As long as you good at it and you proud of what you're doing and you giving back to the community, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I could care less. You know what I'm saying? I respect you. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
I respect you. You my sister. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, you know what I mean? Whatever I could do, you know what I'm saying? Holla at me. Y'all know I'm going to call you on the flip side anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And, you know, I want you to stay on the line. We're going to play some of this music. I want your honest feedback on some of this stuff we're playing real quick, all right?
Uh-oh, somebody might hurt me. Okay, go ahead. Y'all know my mouth is crazy. Okay. Go ahead.
They got all and out right here. This joint right here is Elitist 500 T-Pain, everything. We're going to play this joint real quick. Let him know, you know what I'm saying, if it's hot or not. We playing little snippets of the joint real quick. We ain't playing them too long because we don't have that much time. We want to know what you feel about it, if it's hot or not.
T-Pain. Happy birthday!
Yeah, that was joint from Leaders right there, you know what I'm saying, T-Pain right there. You know what I'm saying, due to the fact that my switchboard is gone and I can't touch the buttons anymore. you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, we definitely going to have to bring Lethal back on the line again.
I'm right here.
You know what I'm saying, because, you know, she definitely got, you know what I'm saying, the crowd going wild, her and Babs for real. You know what I'm saying?
She's still on the line.
You know what I'm saying? Huh?
I think she's still on the line. I just heard her.
Yeah, she's still on the line,
like
okay, I said.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? I know right now at the moment we can't bring nobody in because we got to wrap the show up because it's kind of like, you know what I'm saying, the switchboard is gone. But like I said, man, you know, this was a hot show. But we're gonna comment on this song real quick, you know what I'm saying? You know, we're gonna let our guests go ahead and comment on it. Lethal, what did you think about that?
Why I gotta go first all the time? Okay, actually, let me think. I like the girl's voice, right? It sounded cute, but you know what? I'm mad because the drop came in like mad late, so it's like it makes you kind of like get bored. You understand what I'm trying to say? Like I have ADD, so I have a short attention span. So the music, like the beat, just kept going on and on, and the drop was like mad late. I don't like that. The song is hot, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, that's true. She gave her honest opinion. We're giving honest opinions about how they feel about the music. Ebony, how did you feel about the song? Ebony, you there?
Ebony don't want to say nothing. No, I'm just joking.
Can
you hear me?
Yeah, Ebony, how did you feel about the song, Ebony?
I thought the song was all right. I think it needed a little bit more, honestly, to tell you the truth. I think it needed
a little bit more.
I think it felt like it was missing something, some excitement.
It's missing that other beat. It needs something else on the beat. And everything is like monotone. It's on one level.
Yeah, it wasn't as exciting. It didn't grab me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what's up. That's that honest feedback right there. And Future, how did you feel about the joint?
Yeah, I think, I'm shouting out the Glory Gang and at least 5,000, and what he's doing over there, he's a recording engineer, and he has artists on deck, and he's going back, and he's worked with some of the hottest names in the game, like Jim Jones. So what I like about that song, basically, is that the girl, Elise, is bringing it with her vocals, and the beat, and like the ladies explained with the beat probably would need a little bit more fire as far as what we're saying. How it's gonna pick up the crowd to get into the like the dancing or whatever, which how you want to say it. But for the radio, it's perfect. It's perfect for the radio. But as far as it's more of a groove cut that I would say, not a dance cut.
It's
more of a groove cut.
Even if it's a groove cut is supposed to have a climax, because if you're gonna make love or anything, you gotta have a climax. So you know what I'm saying? I told him, get off of me, I'm bored. You feel me?
Ooh,
okay.
It's off the hook right now.
You gotta show the range of her voice. Like, if she has a nice voice, then you gotta show the range.
She has a great voice. Don't get it wrong. She has a great voice.
So if the beat would have went up in pitch, she could go up in pitch too with the beat. Some of that beat, they got
to
change that.
Yeah, and we got to remember something. We bringing real talk to this radio show. So if we have artists and we say, like, yo, we want this artist to have a hot beat, then that's what we want. Because we already like Elise 5000 right now. So actually, we already have three resounding people that like her voice, but they want something on the beat. That's basically summing up what that Hot or Not is all about. And we really
is
taking
that
it. Babs,
yeah,
what's up, Babs?
Yeah, definitely. I want to say that with the joint with Elise. So she has a wonderful voice. She has a wonderful voice. Maybe a different track. Maybe the track wasn't that. Engaging in, you know what I'm saying, and to me, it is a smooth track, but it's
well,
like
nice,
Lethal said, with the climax, which is true, it's not too that engaging. If she was on another track, then she could, you know what I'm saying, but I definitely, one thing I could say, she got a wonderful and beautiful voice.
And it don't hurt that T-Pain, it don't hurt at all, it don't hurt.
It
don't hurt that T-Pain is on that track. It don't hurt that T-Pain is on that track, but we, like, with T-Pain being on that track, we expect more from T-Pain as far as a jump, like a jumpy track. So that's basically
how I felt about it too. I hear T-Pain and I hear her. He's not there to overshine her though. That's why he can't really do too much on that track. I'm bringing it real. Like,
no,
T-Pain can't do too much on that track.
Because
we're showcasing her.
That guy is right there. What's his name? Future? Stop trying to babysit and pacify people. That's not what the show is about.
No, I'm actually saying what I hear from, I'm actually analyzing the track.
I feel like it's just something need to be on the beat. Don't throw the whole beat away at all. It just needs something needs to be changed with the beat. The song is gonna be a nice song.
No, I think the song is definitely you know gonna be a hot one. All you gotta do is tweak it a little bit. You know what I'm saying? She got a wonderful voice. If you tweak it a little bit, it'll definitely be a hot one. It's just it's the only thing that's missing out there is a climax. And you know what I'm saying? So other than that, it's actually a nice song. You just need to tweak it a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But she has a beautiful voice. Shout out to,
yes,
you know,
Elise.
She got a wonderful
voice.
But
right,
the only,
definitely.
Like, on How to Not, we try to give you honest feedback. We don't tear down no artists. We basically tell them, you know what I'm saying, this is the little things that if you tweak this little thing right here, that'll be a winner. You know what I'm saying? That'll be a winner right there.
We actually ask that people accept this constructive criticism because that's what we do here. We're going to bring it, but, you know, we all have our insights into the business. Like me, I have a good ear for what people need on a song because, I'm looking to put more artists together. So one artist that has a established like presence like T-Pain, and then you have the new artist, Elise 5000, he's just accenting her on that record. He can't overshine her on that record. So
yeah,
I hear T-Pain on it, but you know, at least
we need more
of her on that though, because of the.
And we definitely do, and you know, what I'm saying, I'm proud of Elise doing her thing, because you know it takes guts to just do music in general. But due to the fact I don't have no switchboard, we got to wrap the show up. Lush Radio Online, Future Guru, my girl, live in the building, you know what I'm saying, representing Cali, Ebenisha, Future Guru, go hard in the paint on the promo, the Retweet Squad, DTFM, Miss Photographics, Colombian Princess, Lethal Lips, the beautiful and luscious Lethal Lips is in the building, along with Bats and everybody, you know what I'm saying. We want to thank everybody that came through, Elise, and the ones that we didn't get to play tonight, we're going to play them on Friday, you know what I'm saying? But we live in the building, Lush Radio Online. I want to thank y'all all for coming through and rocking with the crowd. Lethal, you know I love you, boo.
Me
y'all
too.
Y'all know what it is.
I love everybody. I'll talk to y'all later. You know I was going to off the line, right? Because I was like, well, I can't stand when people stop lying and shit. It's time for me to go. I'll see you later. Bye, everybody.
So bad.